Luke chapter 14. And as he went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees on a Sabbath to eat bread, they were watching him closely, and behold, there was before him a certain man suffering from dropsy. And Jesus answered and spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not? But they were quiet. And he took hold of him and healed him and sent him away. And he said to them, Which of you, having a donkey or an ox that falls into a well, will not immediately pull it out on the Sabbath day? And they were not able to reply to these things. And he told a parable to those who had been invited, when he noticed how they were choosing the places of honor, saying to them, When you are invited by anyone to a wedding feast, do not recline in the place of honor, lest someone more honorable than you may have been invited by him. And he who invited you and him come and say to you, Give this one that place. And then you began with shame to occupy the last place. But when you are invited, go and recline in the last place, so that when the one who has invited you comes, he may say to you, Friend, come up higher. Then you will have glory before all those reclining with you. For everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, and he who humbles himself shall be exalted. And he said also to the one who had invited him, When you make a morning meal or a dinner, do not call your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return, and it become a repayment to you. But when you give a reception, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they do not have anything with which to repay you, for it will be repaid to you in the resurrection of the righteous. And one of those reclining at table with him, hearing these things, said to him, Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. And he said to him, A certain man was making a great dinner and invited many. And he sent his slave at the dinner hour to say to those who had been invited, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuses. The first said to him, I have bought a piece of land, and I need to go out and see it. I ask you, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am going to prove them. I ask you, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and because of this I cannot come. And the slave came up and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house became angry and told his slave, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in here the poor and crippled and blind and lame. And the slave said, Master, what you commanded has been done, and still there is room. And the master said to the slave, Go out into the roads and hedges and compel them to come in, so that my house may be filled. For I tell you that none of those men who were invited shall taste of my dinner. And there were great crowds going along with him. And he turned and said to them, If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife, and children, and brothers and sisters, and moreover, even his own soul life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, wanting to build a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Lest perhaps, once he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all those looking on will begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish? Or what king, going to engage another king in war, will not first sit down and deliberate whether he is able with 10,000 to meet the one coming against him with 20,000? Otherwise, while he is yet at a distance, he sends an envoy and asks for the terms of peace. In the same way, therefore, every one of you who does not forsake all his own possessions cannot be my disciple. Therefore, salt is good. But if even the salt becomes tasteless, with what will its saltiness be restored? It is fit neither for the land nor for the manure pile. They will throw it out. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.